This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. 2018 marks the 150th anniversary of the National Memorial Day. It's a celebration and a commemoration that actually has roots here in Southern Illinois. We're talking about that with Mike Jones of the General John A. Logan Museum in Murfreesboro and Amy Fox with the City of Carbondale, who have come together for a celebration and a Memorial Day commemoration that is coming up on Monday. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Jennifer.
So, Amy, as we get started, we should let people know that the annual Memorial Day commemoration is Monday, of course, a week from today, at Woodlawn Cemetery, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's been a longstanding event for many, many years now, and that's kind of how we'll kick off our festivities at 10 a.m. at Woodlawn Cemetery. So my best piece of advice would be to arrive early to ensure you get a good seat and also a good parking spot. Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church has opened up their parking lot for overflow parking, and we are making contact with area businesses to ensure that visitors will be able to have a nice, close parking spot to Woodlawn Cemetery.
Mike, as we mentioned at the outset, Memorial Day has its roots here in Southern Illinois. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, in 1866, on April 29th, General Logan, John A. Logan, was present at a memorial observation in Carbondale's Woodlawn Cemetery, and he was the keynote speaker. And 2 years after that, as Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was a veterans organization for Union soldiers, he issued General Order No. 11, which declared that May 30th would be a time for decorating the soldiers' graves.
Decoration Day, as it was known at that point.
That was why it was called Decoration Day.
Sure. People, as I'm sure you're going to acknowledge, people disagree over where the first Memorial Day was. How important is it for this to be remembered here in Southern Illinois?
I think it's very important for us to realize that. I mean, we're part of a national holiday, and Jackson County is home to General John A. Logan, who is the father of the national holiday. And probably Memorial Day is our most, you know, of our secular holidays, our most sacred holiday.
We should let people know that this is a collaborative commemoration coming up on Memorial Day. So beginning at 10 a.m., the ceremony at Woodlawn Cemetery. Then at 12:30, there will be a wreath laying at the Logan statue in Murfreesboro. A book signing also that afternoon at the General John A. Logan Museum in Murfreesboro. Amy, the collaboration here between Carbondale and Murfreesboro, important to you?
Oh, yes, it is. Anytime the city of Carbondale can work with other communities to make something bigger and better, we're always gung-ho to do so. Mike Jones and then Betsy Brown, a retired school teacher here in Carbondale, came to me directly following the eclipse, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't think I can handle another big project right now. But we slowly but surely began the conversation about collaborating, not only with the Logan Museum, but the Jackson County Board, Murfreesboro Tourism, Carbondale Tourism, and it's really, we have a big group of people who for at least 6 months have been planning this event, and we're just crossing our fingers for good weather and good attendance. What better way to celebrate Memorial Day than right here in your own backyard.
And you can find more information on the schedule of events, where you need to be, and what times at explorecarbondale.com. The full list of events can be found there at that website. Mike, people kind of let Memorial Day go here in Southern Illinois. We were talking before this interview about Woodlawn Cemetery was not always a prominent location. Can you tell us more about why that location is so important?
Anytime you have a site where you can go and something significant happened, I think that makes it important. And the fact that the war had been over really less than a year, and all of the people gathered there to honor the 23 people who were buried, and all of those people in that first Memorial Day at Woodlawn had died during the war, except one, and he had died just 2 weeks before they had their Memorial Day. I think these are touchstones in history when you can go and say, you know, I'm standing right here where this event happened.
There are ceremonies, there are remembrances throughout the country, throughout the region. If you can get to this significant spot, do you think that it has a little more power?
For me, it does. And I think it removes that element. You know, you have time and place that separates us from these things, and it removes the element of place. You know, it happened here.
And again, you can find more information. The ceremony at Woodlawn Cemetery begins at 10 a.m. The wreath laying at the Logan statue in Murfreesboro at 12:30 p.m. And then a book signing at the Logan Museum at 2 o'clock later that afternoon. All of this coming up a week from today on Monday, the Memorial Day. With the state celebrating its 200th anniversary this year as well, is there a link then to the significance of 150 years of the National Memorial Day in your mind?
I think it's interesting that they fall within this. The state's 200th anniversary. Logan was born shortly after Illinois became a state. And so when we look at what has happened in Illinois over that 200 years, and Logan, like I say, who was from Jackson County, ended up getting his name in the Illinois Sage Song. So I think that makes, he's kind of Illinois' forgotten hero from a century ago.
Sure. You can learn more and you can find out more through this series of ceremonies and remembrances coming up on Memorial Day. Again, starting at Woodlawn Cemetery and ending with a book signing at the John A. Logan Museum in Murfreesboro. Mike Jones, Amy Fox, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.
You're listening to WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.